and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117. The bill is passed.
After weeks of negotiating, a debt ceiling deal has passed the House. With the deadline fast approaching, Republican and Democratic members had urged the bill's passage, even though both sides say they didn't get everything they wanted. CBS's Scott McFarlane on what happens now.
This compromise deal to avert a debt ceiling crisis now moves to the U.S. Senate for the balance of this week, and there are similar dividing lines. Progressives and the most conservative members of the Republican conference have both expressed their concerns, saying they're not in favor of the deal. But one key critic, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, says there won't be any parliamentary procedures to delay the vote or push up against the deadline.
When asked if this is a compromise or a victory, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it a victory for the American people, saying it's the largest cut that Congress has ever voted for. Hurricane season gets underway on Thursday.
Weather experts are predicting a near-normal Atlantic hurricane season with 12 to 17 named storms and as many as four major hurricanes. Thousands in southwest Florida remain in a bad way after Hurricane Ian last September. Cindy Lewis and Robert Burton lost their mobile home.
It's really hard.
We've been in limbo. It's been
an emotional ride.
The two have been living in a hotel for months. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Farmers in Oakley, Kansas are relieved to get some rain. KWCH-TV's Austin Morton reports.
We just didn't realize how brown it's been for so entirely long.
The rain is helping farmer Julie Marth in many ways.
I think it not only affects us farmers, but it affects our whole community at a large. When we get the moisture, it really gives us hope.
The rain is playing a large role with Julie's crops.
Some of the spring crops have come up, and the rains have been a big help.
Well, you may know them as UFOs, but the new name is UAPs, or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. And the NASA is investigating how they're affecting our planet. Here's CBS's Daniel Bacchus.
Experts say identifying a UAP is like finding a needle in a haystack. The panel says while UAPs exist, there is no evidence they are extraterrestrial in origin.
We haven't found life beyond Earth yet, right? I mean, let's be clear about this. We haven't found it yet. But we're looking.
A final report is expected by the end of July.
Three teens are under arrest for allegedly killing a swan and eating it. The swan named Faye and her four babies were stolen from a village pond near Syracuse last weekend. The baby swans were recovered, but officials say the teens and their families ate the mama swan. They face charges including grand larceny and criminal mischief. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, June 1st. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the conference room at the Highway Department in Wisconsin Rapids. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. In Portage County, the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in the multipurpose room or by remote connection. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet from 1 to 2:30 at the Adams County Community Center. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center kicks off their Music on the Patio 2023 Summer Series on June 2nd. Come party on the patio with the Charlie and Howard Duo from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are just $10 and includes one free drink. Kids 12 and under are free. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows around 64, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this the Memorial Day Tuesday edition. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Crudy, good to see you. Happy Memorial Day to you, all day late. To our fair audience, of course, Evan, working the board. Great to be with everybody. Clear in the fog. Excited to be here.
You know what was the best part about this weekend? Little what time away from you, fella.
See, I told you. You did text me yesterday. I knew you would. You couldn't stay away, man.
Great to hear from
you, though. I wasn't responding to anything.
We got a party partner joining us a little later on this big show, David Siders from Politico.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
When he was in the great state of Wisconsin, you know, we went out and we showed the man a good time. He came in studio. He was here during the course of our show. And although we are not the center focus of this great article he published today at Politico, yours truly was featured, at least in three photos. Three of me, none of you. I like those ratios.
David, come on, man. Obviously, I'm the better looking one here, so at least throw one in me. Come on.
You wouldn't have known from the photos, though. Yeah. I am really quite handsome and charming in those photos.
They were actually very good photos, Crudy. I was surprised. That big melon of yours, man, you got a jacket on. You're looking good.
And then we went out for dinner with David Siders, and I would point out, Politico wined us and dined us. I like it like that. I told him.
I got to love it. He came to Wisconsin, had an old-fashioned. I mean, that's how you do it.
Well, didn't we all have old-fashions that night?
I certainly did.
And Sage joined us. Sage Wild, the CEO and, you know, namesake of Civic Media. And Sage got quoted as well in the article. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But Sage, not a profane guy. And the one quote they grabbed him is a little profane. They put a little profanity in Sage's mouth. And it's funny because we were swearing like a couple of sailors on leave that night. Yeah. And all that got exercised from the piece. None of that included. And Sage drops one small swear. And sure enough, it's in a national publication.
Well done, everybody.
David Siders joins us at 4:30 today. Dom, one other thought. I finally got to use the Milwaukee Brewers tickets.
The WISS
1100 AM and 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support. I used the tickets. You know, and I took some clients.
Yeah?
Well, I can tell you this. These are tickets to be coveted, man. Club level, behind home plate. I'm looking down the first baseline. Oh, and at one point there was a Brewers beat the Giants the other day, 7-5. Sunday, I went to Sunday's afternoon game. It is the sunny side. So if you do win some day game tickets, you know, dress appropriately. Dress for the weather. But the top was open. It was glorious. They said cooler in Milwaukee. No, mid-70s. And at some point, it got a little steamy. I'd taken off my Felder jersey. I was wearing, you know, a T-shirt and a Felder jersey. Took off the jersey. Players must have been hot on the field. I was just sitting there. I was hot.
Right.
So I made my way back up to the concession area. Club, baby. I mean, like the VIP club, the PNC club. Nice air-conditioned bar area. There's food. There's victuals. They got desserts. I almost had to get me some cheesecake up there, Dom.
Games on the TV. You got the AC on. Living like Crudy. Nice.
And Mrs. Crudy was at the game, as was my father-in-law, as fate would have it, Memorial Day weekend. I did take some friends. And my wife catches us. And she's like, I'm sitting here roasting my... in the sun, and you guys are sitting here at the bar, and I'm like, club seats, baby. This is the club. So some are unaware, but these great seats that we offer you, courtesy of WISS 1100 AM, these are club seats. So go enjoy the game.
Did she join you in the club, or did you go back out to the field?
Oh, she sat on the couch, and then she was staring at her phone for a minute because, you know, she's not a big baseball girl. And then a little bit later, she comes out and she falls asleep in the stands. And a baseball literally comes over my head. If I'd have stood up, I maybe could have high pointed that baseball. It went about two rows behind me. My wife sleeps through everything. Like two innings.
Sun will drain you, man. We're not used to it. We've been in hibernation for months. All of a sudden, we get a few nice days. It feels like summer is here, and that sun just drains you.
Oh, I think she had a girls' night Friday and wasn't quite fully recovered from Friday night. I think that was more of the problem. But, Dom, let me ask you.
What's that?
And we do have some Brewers tickets to give away. On this big show, we're going to give away a pair of Brewers tickets for 1 week from tonight. Orioles coming to town 1 week from tonight. Old American League classic, Orioles. You know, Carl Yastrzemski's grandkid. I guess that was the Red Sox. Yastrzemski's grandkid hit a tater against the Brewers on Sunday, but it wasn't enough. But I remember these old American League, you know, teams. I used to hate the Orioles and the White Sox, Red Sox, and the Yankees. Everybody hated the Yankees. But, you know, if someone promised you a pair of tickets, Dom, and I promised this audience today a pair of tickets, 844-967-2789. Maybe you've got a great American League story, or maybe just a good political story you want to share. It's Tuesday. We're back to work. We're giving some tickets away. But anyways, what if I offered you some tickets, Dom? And then, you know, it came time, and I said, oh, sorry, I got to take the tickets back. That actually happened to be Summerfest, Alanis Morissette. I'm still looking for my tickets, man.
You got to talk to Bob on that one, man.
Sadly, Bob is departed, but at his funeral. At his funeral.
Yep.
I checked inside his pocket just to see if he had my Alanis Morissette tickets.
No tickets there for
no
you.
No tickets. He gave my tickets away to Alanis Morissette. He took them back. He took him backsies.
How do you offer something and take it back, man?
I think because Joe's sister wanted to go. But, Dom, here's the question. This whole McCarthy-Biden debt deal, do you know they could take back up to $447 million from us, from the Badger State? They're taking our tickets, Dom. They're taking our money.
Totally unacceptable. $400 million backsies? I object, Your Honor.
There's no takey backsies. Is there? Can they take that money back?
Well, they're going to try, I guess. You know, in order to solve the debt ceiling crisis, you got to stick it to Wisconsin a little bit.
A little bit of the coverage at the Journal Sentinel. Molly Beck. Wisconsin officials are preparing to send back some of the federal pandemic funding Never send back the money. That's why you always spend the money as quick as it hits your bank account, right?
Absolutely. Dom? That's right, baby.
Money that has not yet been spent under a deal between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the country's debt limit as the federal government default looms. Governor Tony Evers told reporters today his administration is planning for the possibility, which could result in Wisconsin losing some of the $447 million in federal funds state officials have not yet spent out of the billions it was allocated as part of the federal laws passed by Congress to help states navigate and recover from the coronavirus pandemic. $447 million, Dom, that's almost 10% of this so-called surplus. Well, that cooked away quickly, almost $500 million. Here's what Evers said today. I quote Tony. We haven't heard anything because I don't think the written document exists. So we are planning all across our agencies, Evers told reporters in Brown Deer. We're looking at what is known and seeing how much money we would have to send back. But at this point in time, we're not anywhere near because they aren't anywhere near soup yet. There is no document, Dom. There's a handshake, right?
There is no soup for you, Crudy. The agreement between Biden and McCarthy to suspend the nation's borrowing limit proposes to claw back about $30 billion in unspent federal pandemic relief dollars, some of which will be repurposed. It's unclear exactly how much Wisconsin could be required to return. As of March, the state had not obligated or spent $447 million in pandemic relief funding, according to the Evers administration. But details as to what kind of funds would be eligible to be clawed back by the federal officials under the deal were not released as of Tuesday. Britt Kutubek, a spokeswoman for Evers, said the administration is closely monitoring the ongoing conversations at the federal level regarding any potential rescissions. Come on, spend the money! Can you quick spend it now? Can you just hurry up and spend it quick?
You can't take you back, ye? You can't take back the money. The money.
I mean, there's all sorts of problems. I mean, like in Milwaukee County, we have, you know, the pension challenges. Just quick spend it. Can you just quick spend it? Well, maybe it's got to be for specific pandemic relief. Anyway, I continue. Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Mayor Kevler Johnson told the Journal Sentinel he had started to have some conversations about the potential for federal funding to be taken back, but that he did not have any concrete information about how or if the city would be impacted. There have been no conversations with the governor's office about the return of federal relief funds, said Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. So, you know, a lot of questions going on right now with not a whole lot of answers.
Yeah, like, where are my Alanis Morissette tickets for like Summerfest 1994? Takey backsies. It still stings, Dom. And this is going to sting. This deal is going to sting the great people of the great state of Wisconsin. And why didn't you spend the money, man? Allocate that money. Spend that money. This will be
when the GOP House passed a bill in April to raise the debt limit in exchange for cutting various types of spending. The CBO estimated clawing back the pandemic funding would save about $30 billion. The Bean Counters excluded $316 billion in remaining funds to the government is legally obligated to pay out. Additional $16 billion that CBO estimated would be committed before any deal was finalized. Remaining $30 billion is dwarfed by the more than $31 trillion in debt the nation owes. Ali Beck, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Isn't it ironic, Tom? Takey back.
Money.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's
Advocates.
I'm
still a little salty about that, Trudy, man. I can feel it.
I hold grudges sometimes for life.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 61. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High of 89. 61 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Upper 80s Friday. Turning cooler on Saturday with highs in the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
From As Goes Wisconsin to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the air at 844-967-2789.
We both attended concerts over the course of the week, and neither went to Alanis Morissette. I'll forever be bitter. But you didn't go to the Slaughter. I went to Slaughter. I took my elder son to Slaughter. Him and a buddy went, and I just sat on the periphery, smelling the freedom in the air. Bunch of old hippies at the Slaughter concert, or at least they were smoking the good stuff, Dom. And, you know, I was trying to be a good father. I wasn't even drinking. I being real chill over on the sidelines, looking for, like, lawn seats. Like, can I sit for a while? Yeah. They didn't play up all night, sleep all day until near the end, Dom.
Well, yeah, man, that's the most rocking song. You got to wait for the good stuff. Did you stay up for the up all night, sleep all day, or were you also sleeping on the couch?
We stayed until they closed down Bratfest, fella. 9:30 p.m. It wasn't a public space, but they rocked out from 8 to 9:30. And the entire time they were throwing out guitar picks. But, you know, it was fun. A lot of people were having a good time. The one that I probably would have enjoyed a little bit more, Tone Loc and Kid Play were playing Sunday night, but I had the Brewer tickets and all. But you were at what? Janet Jackson,
Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty. Totally, totally entertained, Crudy. We got some tickets for Steph. God, it must have been for Christmas or something, because Lizzo's been here in Pink, and Steph's seen both of them already, but we haven't seen Janet Jackson. So I thought, let's go see Janet Jackson. Just painting out the Summerfest grounds at the amphitheater. And Ludacris opened up, which was just a freaking blast. And then Janet came out for like over an hour and a half, maybe almost hour 45, and just tore it up, dancing. She's 56 years old, dancing her ass off, singing. And of course, lots and lots of songs that I forgot that I knew from Miss Jackson.
You know what I realized at the Slaughter concert the other night? And I would guess these guys might have been late 50s, a couple of them early 60s. Dom, I have the body of a rock star.
Yeah, you've lived the life without the musical talent, but other talents, Crudy. Yes, you know, the gravity gets the best of all of us, I guess.
I've always noted I get mistaken for like somebody's stepdad at a rock concert occasionally.
Mark Slaughter, the lead singer, right? Good shape or getting a little dad bod?
He's thick.
Yeah, a little thick.
They were all a little thick except one guitarist and the drummer, man. The drummer killed it. He was rocking out all night. He's just You know, he's all arms, just pumped. And that guy, he didn't look like he was the original drummer, but he just banged those skins all night long. Todd Rundgren style.
Nice. Yeah, good times.
You know, we're about to have a fine guest, David Siders from Politico, Dom. And he wined us and dined us just a little bit that night he came to town, Dom. And it feels good when somebody pays your bar tab. I've paid yours more than you've paid mine, I think. You know, through the years, historically speaking. Although, for a while there, we did rock, paper, scissors, and oh, man, you couldn't win for like 2 years against me.
I know, man. Terrible, terrible, bad streak.
Daniel Bice does sort of the page 60 thing over at the Journal Sentinel. He threw something out there about a little whining and dining, the Gwynn Moore Super PAC. Dom, Bice claims in the headline, U.S. Rep. Gwynn Moore used her leadership pack on lobster, limos, and wine country luxury. My only question is, why weren't we on the Sonoma Valley trip?
All right, where do I get my leadership pack?
U.S. Rep. Gwynn Moore is living it up on her leadership pack. Leadership packs were created in the 70s to allow top federal lawmakers to raise and contribute money to like-minded candidates, preferred political parties, and allied political groups. But Moore spent only 16.6% of her funds in her leadership pack on political donations from January of 19 to December of 22, out of her overall outlay of $728,000, pardon me, the lowest percentage within the congressional delegation, Wisconsin congressional delegation. That's a much smaller group, just for clarity. She gave some money to some Dems and different groups, but here's what he really takes issue with, Dom. The grandiose expenditures of the Gwynn pack. Dom, she spent more than $6,000 on 16 trips to Ruth Chris Steakhouse, an average of $376 per visit to the upscale eatery. The pack also covered 13 dinners at Kobe's Japanese Steakhouse at a total cost of just over $2,000. At least they go to the good places, Dom. I'd go to Mason Street, though, if I was Gwynn. If I was whining and dining Kleinitz or hole in the wall, right? Over by the stadium, I told my wife the other day, except I had my Goliath teenage sons. I said, fourth base. They don't have prices, baby, but the food is impeccable. If you want to eat well, just hang out with Crudy.
Or hang out with Gwynn Moore, my congresswoman. Apparently, according to Dan Bice, also the Gwynn pack paid out $4,600 to Blackline Limousine in Oak Creek.
Limousine liberals, that's how you keep them happy, Dom.
Dropped $1,017 for food and drinks at Luke's Lobster in Chicago. Spent nearly $18,000 at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, a luxury wine country resort in California, and paid more than $19,000 on 363 trips with Uber and 176 meals via Uber Eats.
Yeah, but that's only like one Uber trip every 4 days, which seems like a lot, but not if you live in a city where you don't drive yourself around primarily, right? I mean, is that unusual in DC?
Yeah, I don't think Gwynn Moore is parallel Uber parking, trip? Man. I'm just saying.
Doesn't have the Cadillac like you do, Dom. When's the last time you paralleled Old Blue?
Yesterday, like a charm, baby.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, we work like a charm, and we got to find guest David Siders from Politico. We went partying with that guy. Up all night, slept all day. More Devils.
Download the Civic Media app now. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows around 64, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Numbers nobody has ever seen. How the GOP lost Wisconsin. And then in a subheadline, you asked the question, did abortion make Wisconsin a blue state again? Well, yours truly thinks it did, David. But you think I've overstated that, perhaps. David, let me ask you, what were your takeaways? You traveled a lot of parts of the state of Wisconsin. What was that like? Tell us about the trip.
Well,
Well, you met me for part of it there, right? That was certainly interesting listening to the radio show. And I think that is a unique and interesting thing going on in Wisconsin, this idea that, you know, a Democratic donor is putting money into radio there that isn't conservative radio. So that's certainly new and interesting. And then, the more apparent things, like I think it's interesting that the Little White Schoolhouse got moved. Clearly Republicans are talking about that. But then also just how much abortion is on people's minds. And I'm not sure it would be overstating it to say it had turned. I think maybe somebody had said something like a Republican will never win again. And I think that may, you know, the Supreme Court race was what, an 11-point race? And I don't think anybody thinks the presidential is going to be that. So I think it's still a tight state.
Well, David, perhaps on the presidential level, it will be. And I don't think anyone relishes the thought of Trump-Biden 2.0. But I think Tammy Baldwin could very feasibly win by double digits. She's got a history of being sort of an unbeatable force here in the state of Wisconsin. But the issue, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, that happened the Friday night going into the Democratic Party convention here into the state of Wisconsin last summer. And it was certainly the issue of the cycle. I think it's still the issue. Certainly the spring race in Wisconsin showed that, David. But nothing has really changed. It has not been blunted as an issue. And I think it's going to continue to be an issue into the presidential year next year, sir. I don't see what's changing, David.
No, I think abortion will be a huge issue in the presidential election next year. I'm not certain that it will be the number one issue. And I think that's an open question. It may very well be. Maybe today it would be. But you never know. You know, like, if we're in a deep recession, if Republicans are able to use crime as a cudgel, like we saw in the Senate race, certainly in Wisconsin, you know, those things can start mattering in the suburbs as well. But clearly, Wisconsin has proved yet again that abortion is the issue that just keeps cutting down Republicans.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is David Siders. He is politics editor. David, sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there. You have some further thoughts?
No, that was it. All right.
Well, let me ask you. And David has a piece out in Politico right now. It is entitled "Numbers Nobody Has Ever Seen: How the GOP Lost Wisconsin." We talked to David prior to this piece, and I got to tell you, David, great article. But the pictures, man, obviously I'm the better looking one, so there should be at least one picture of me. But editorializing aside, David, you talked to lots of Republicans in this piece, a lot of GOP and Republican memberships. How are they addressing the abortion issue? How do they think they need to handle it here in the state of Wisconsin to somehow claw back some of the voters?
I think there's a range of views over there. So there are moderate Republicans who think that if you got a ban with exceptions and a very late time limit, that could be palatable. But some of those moderates still believe, and I think probably rightly, that they would be painted as anti-abortion rights to the same effect. So they don't see an electoral upside necessarily there. You have other Republicans who know that this is a problematic issue and simply hope that things like the economy or crime come to dominate instead of abortion. And then you have this, maybe the most interesting group to me, is this group of hardline Republicans on abortion who are anti-abortion rights activists, believe in no exceptions, know that it will take a toll on them electorally, and are willing to take that because they are convinced that their position is the right one. And that's super interesting to me, because these are people who, they're not dumb about the electoral implications. They're simply willing to suffer them.
David Siders from
Politico. But you can see how that's a huge problem for the GOP. Sorry.
Right.
I stepped all over you.
No, they're stepping all over themselves, David. We're just allowing them to do so. Next year is a presidential year, and so far no one stepped up to run against Tammy Baldwin yet. I believe we've learned today that Brian Steil has no interest and running against the very formidable Democratic senator here from the state of Wisconsin. But David, it's a weird thing that Tammy Baldwin has found such electoral success. She is a lesbian. She's very progressive. She's often characterized as being far to the left of quote unquote the state of Wisconsin. Yet she's out there and she wins by big margins, David. And she seemingly well represents the constituency here in the state of Wisconsin. Do you have any takeaways about Tammy Baldwin in your time in state?
Well, I mean, I think, as you say, incredibly popular. And I think maybe you have or may have a better understanding of this than I do and can explain it, because I don't know. And it's amazing to me. The same state that elects Scott Walker and Ron Johnson also elects Tammy Baldwin. It's so different. And that continues to befuddle me, but maybe you have the explanation for that.
I only, in that statistically, there had to be like 100,000 Tammy Baldwin voters that also voted for Scott Walker. It doesn't make any mathematical sense otherwise. And above and beyond that, here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, we've got this coin flip probable presidential race. What, you know, when you were out there talking to Republicans, because sometimes they shy away from Dom and I, David, what's their feeling, or at least those you spoke to here in Wisconsin, about Donald Trump and how he sort of cast this party, wanted or not, they are the party of Trump until somebody beats the king.
Yeah, I didn't get the sense that this was anti-Trump country. I don't get the sense from Republicans anywhere that that's the case. So I do think there's some openness to alternatives. You saw Ron DeSantis, I think, get a pretty good reception out there, maybe just a couple of days or a day or two after we met. And so I'm not sure it's a lock for Trump, but this is definitely not a party running away from the former president.
Now, when you did the mathematical analysis, you pointed out that the Protasiewicz race here in the spring in Wisconsin, if you'd have chopped off Dane County, and I live in Dane County, David, and, you know, we've been talking to audiences here in Dane County most of the last 12 years, and I've taken some credit for turning this town and this county a little bluer each and every electoral cycle. But you could have chopped off Dane County, you could have chopped off Milwaukee County, and even outstate, Janet Protasiewicz still would have had enough votes to beat Dan Kelly. That is somewhat shocking that she did it without Dane County.
Yeah, it's certainly shocking to me. I mean, everything I've read or heard about Wisconsin is it's the story of Madison and, you know, the youth, young left vote exploding there. And the margins in Dane County are just off the charts, right? This is not like a 60-40 county. It's huge.
82%.
So that was surprising to me that you could take that away, or you could take Milwaukee. And because the Republicans did not do as well in the suburbs, which really speaks to where abortion is hurting Republicans. I mean, if the suburbs around Milwaukee behaved like suburbs around Atlanta, pick another metro somewhere, the state would not be as close. But they don't. They are more conservative and have stayed more conservative. But Roe is just continuing to chip away at that. And I think that's where the real concern for Republicans lies.
David Siders, Politico's politics editor. David, what about the actual political parties here in the state of Wisconsin? Ben Wickler from the Democrats, Brian Schimming from the GOP. You talked to them in reference to your article in Politico here today. What were their takes?
Well, Brian has been telling RNC members and said to the group of Republicans that I was watching that, you know, he thinks that the atmospherics, as he puts it, are good next year. A lot of that has to do with Biden, who is a relatively unpopular president. And I think Republicans think they can make a lot of hay going after Biden. And there's something to that. I mean, you're in a presidential year. The president is on the ballot, and a lot of the attention is going to be on him. So he's feeling, obviously, I think, well, he says he's feeling optimistic about this. Ben Wickler as you know, obviously just a fundraising powerhouse, right? And has just raised tons and tons of money in for the Democrats in Wisconsin. So I think he sees abortion as, like you do, as being an issue that will continue to play well for Democrats.
David, the you say in your article, in a bold statement, Crudy overstates the fact that no Republican can win statewide while abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin. We've obviously reverted to an 1849 law. And the exception you draw, of course, is Ron Johnson, who did win in the midterm election, David. But I also would point towards the reporting at the New York Times. He did 325 hours of right-wing talk radio interviews in the election year in the run-up. I mean, that's an enormous amount of earned media, if you will, David, that the guy did. And I think that is something that is often overlooked here in the state of Wisconsin. The right-wing talk radio apparatus as it is, you know, once upon a time, Donald Trump lost this state in the primary by double digits. This state came home for Ted Cruz. It wasn't until right-wing talk radio embraced the Trump candidacy, held their nose and said, you got to come home for this guy. The Supreme Court rest on your vote. That is the reason, to my opinion, that Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin by his narrow margin. It was right-wing talk radio that did it. I'm just wondering if you have any perception, David, that maybe their iron-like grip is loosening. They don't have the power they once did to turn him out for a distasteful candidate.
I do. I agree with the sentiment. You know, we have a complaint line that isn't on air, but we can litigate this line. The overstating the case, it's just because the way you framed it was that it is impossible for N. And I think that is going too far. I agree with the sentiment, though, that clearly this is an existential problem for Republican statewide candidates in Wisconsin. I think that's plainly true from the April election. It's going to be a huge issue in 2024. I think even Republicans acknowledge that this is a difficult thing. So I'm not taking issue with the with your sentiment there, and I hope the way it was written was not too prickly.
David, the fact that you made me look sexy three times over, man, you're a miracle worker, my friend.
No, man.
Now, are you coming back to Wisconsin? The Republicans will be debating in Milwaukee, which is a beautiful city in the summertime. Dom will show you a good time if you come down. But we'll be broadcasting somewhere close by, just outside the green zone. Do you think you're coming for the Republican debate?
Well, probably. If I hear it, do we have a date yet?
I'm saying keep mid-August open, but I'm not sure specifically what day that would be, David.
No, I'm definitely interested in getting out there, and I'm fascinated to hear what the qualification rules will be for that and who will moderate. You're going to have it. Boy, you're in for a whole year of this, aren't you?
Oh, yes, we are, David.
David, we'll return the favor. We'll buy the beers. Spot a cow forever.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a community hangout spot with after-school snacks, beer, wine, and charcuterie boards. With 16 rotating ice cream flavors provided by the Chocolate Shop from Madison, it's the perfect place to satisfy your sweet tooth and enjoy great company. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop. Snack. Shop. 8334 West North Avenue in Wauwatosa. Find them on Facebook and Instagram.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 59. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High of 89. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 61. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temps above average. Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dumb.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest and recent party and pal, David Siders, political editor for Politico magazine. Easy for me to say. You know, it's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, Dom.
It sure does, man.
Thank you, David. And, you know, when you come back to Milwaukee for the RNC party, the presidential debate, I got the drinks. Because you know Dom's not buying, but I'll buy a couple.
Hey, it's a write-off, Jerry.
It's a write-off, Jerry. It's, you know, when he said overstated, I think that was the fact that I stuck it to him. Or his corporate masters at Politico on the dinner tab, man. If somebody's buying, I warned him. I'm like, I'll buy my own steak, but I'm not eating the pasta here. We're at a steakhouse. I'm getting a steak and some scallops. and Garcon, I need another drink, please. So we'll look forward to having him. I want to feature a little bit more of this article. And also point out, Ripon, Wisconsin, I was there recently, Dom. They have uprooted the little white schoolhouse, the birthplace of the Republican Party. They have lost their historical distinction. Also, they could move it like a mile down the road to put it by the Culver's restaurant. Slightly more accessible. I mean, the whole town of Ripon takes like 5 minutes to drive through.
Ripon on Friday. It's a nice little downtown. It's very cute.
Hey, you know what they... listen to the Brewers on in Ripon, 1100 a.m. WISS out of Berlin, Oshkosh, and we're going to give away some tickets today. So if you want tickets to next Tuesday's Oriole game, tell Ebone you're looking for some tickets, and we'll see if we can move you to the top of the stack. But anyways, David Siders interviewed the wanker, former Wisconsin governor, here from the body of the work. That's what Republicans who have won elections in Wisconsin are betting on. When I asked Walker, the former gubernator, about the party's prospects in Wisconsin, he wasn't downtrodden. Given the explosion of the vote in left-leaning Madison and shrinking margins for Republicans in Milwaukee suburbs, he said, the party had an urgent need to make inroads with young voters. And he's just the vessel,
of
right?
Of course, because it also, he is the leader, man, of the Young America's Foundation, whose core principle is to recruit those young college conservatives.
It also needs to focus the electorate more on the economy and public safety issues of abortion or disputes about the 2020 election. So he wants to move away from abortion and the stop the steal issues from the 2020. Let's talk about the economy and crap on Joe Biden, because that, you know how he is. Anyways, according to Siders, but then he said something that surprised me. The common refrain from Republicans in Wisconsin is that the state is purple, if not right-leaning. But Walker didn't view it that way. He called his own electoral success in Johnson's an exception. Wisconsin has historically, and I think largely continues to be, a blue state. I don't disagree with the wanker in this case.
And so doesn't he, with that statement, admit to the fact of gerrymandering. How can we possibly be historically and largely continues to be a blue state, Mr. Former Governor, if you didn't gerrymander everything into stone?
Well, he cooked the books with the gerrymander. He lame ducked the new governor and attorney general. And of course, the gerrymandered Republican-led legislature gerrymandered for another decade. Now we'll see what the Wisconsin Supreme Court has to say. As mentioned, little change in the tenor of the court, but let's get down to the quotes from Crudy.
Allow myself to introduce myself. You're going to quote yourself, man?
I was going to get there, yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you, these pictures of me, I'm really quite impressed. He really captured the essence of sexy Crudy. Wearing a badger cap and a Tommy Bahama shirt and a sport coat, just kind of faking it, trying to conceal the chubbiness.
Yeah, well done. I tell you, man, that's a great picture.
Back in Madison, I visited the studio where Mike Crute, I'm still being labeled a progressive radio host. I guess it's true. I'll take that bullet. Who produces the Devil's Advocates radio show. For years, he persisted with relatively little reach. What? In a state dominated by right-wing talk, his influence still is relatively small.
What?
That's not what the missus says. She likes my reach.
It's cold. It's cold.
Don't you know about shrinkage, David? But Crudy recently linked up with major Democratic donor Sage Weil, a tech entrepreneur living in Madison. The two began buying up radio stations around the state. They now have 18, said Weil. Yeah, that sounds sweet, doesn't it, Sage? Weil, who told David he had invested $12 or $13 million so far. That's a lot of jing, Sage. Focusing on local content, replacing the station's Fox News broadcasting with like the ABC or the CBS News, Dom. The goal, Weil said, and this is a quote, isn't to be pro-democratic media organization, but rather to focus on a set of core values that include democracy, fact-based journalism, transparency, community. Ultimately, he said, that could mean supporting some Republicans, but he added, it's hard because the Republican Party has gone so backwano crazy right now. Only that's not how he said it.
Wow, the mouth on that guy.
I know, like, I'm the salty one. You're the you are like the, you know, cause diabetes sort of salty one. And the two of us foul mouth are hanging out down the table from David, and you know the very thoughtful Sage is sitting next to David, and we're just throwing bombs down the table at him.
Having conversations like we always do.
Like when we always do, loud and profane. Right. And Sage is the one that gets labeled. Here's what Crudy said. Over dinner that night, and drinks, I would point that out. There were drinks involved. Over dinner that night, Crute said, as long as abortion's illegal here, Republicans are not going to win any statewide races. They're basically stuck.
As David Siders goes on to write, Crude is overstating the argument.
What?
Johnson won last year after all, but even then, Wisconsin Republicans in Wisconsin knew abortion was a problem for them, with a majority of voters opposed to overturning Roe v. Wade. And abortion policy, though not as dominating an issue as inflation or crime in the midterms, is still ranking among the voters' top concerns. The loss in April in a race that, unlike the midterm elections, hinged almost entirely on abortion access left no doubt about its toxicity for the GOP. Crute was overstating.
I wasn't overstating my reach either.
You have great reach and influence.
Should see how tall my radio towers are, too. Never insult a radio guy's reach. David Siders.
Oh, that's good stuff. Thank you, David.
Former friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, If you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle.